Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tactical Leadership. Today, I have the pleasure of having a joint interview with Roger and Marcus. We're going to talk about how they help people rise, grind, and repeat with a fascinating new veteran-owned business that we're really going to dive deep into. Before we begin, I want to remind you this show is brought to you by Knightly Productions. If you want to create tactical content that delivers from your podcast, YouTube, or content you're already creating, head over to Knightly.productions and find out how we can help you create that tactical content that delivers. Roger, Marcus, welcome to the show, my friends.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So the audience will know Marcus a little bit. You were on, man, it's been a little while, a few months. You came on a little bit ago, but there's definitely an episode back in the iTunes world that we'll dig back up and link in here so they hear a little bit more of your personal story. So since you've already been on, I want to kind of focus on Roger. Let's hear a little bit about yourself. I know you're the veteran side of this world, and we love veterans on this show, of course. So give the audience just a little bit about you that kind of encapsulates that personal side of your life.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Zach, for having us on the show. So, my name is Roger Gendelsberger, currently from Utah right now. I served in the Army for 20 years and 13 in Special Operations, 14 combat tours, retired in 2017. There must have been something in the water out here in Utah. I retired out of here, left here, did a brief stint at Amazon, was a area manager with them for about a year and a half, progressed to be on the launch team for the Salt Lake City facility, which brought us out here to Utah. And then an opportunity opened up with the Air Force. So I jumped back on, really wanting to get back into the mission side of things. And so I currently work for the Air Force Nuke Weapons Center out here in Utah, Hill Air Force Base. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. That's definitely impressive as a fellow Army guy to get back into the world and be in the smart people side of the world. Props to you for that. We won't judge too much who you're working with, but let's hand it over to Marcus, man. I know you've shared your story, but go ahead and remind the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Marcus Ogden. I'm from Washington, D.C. I am a former NFL athlete. I am a current national, international keynote speaker, executive coach, consultant, brand ambassador, and business owner. And I am a business partner with Roger and Grind Oral Care. We connected on LinkedIn, and I thought Roger's mission of grind, rise, and repeat is very similar to kind of what our message is when it comes to ambition, drive, and hard work. So his mantra and our mantra align perfectly. So I said, absolutely. I think you have a great product. You have a great mission, great organization. Let's be part of it. And so now we are business partners. I'm the chief marketing officer to help the brand get more exposure, both through mainstream and through some of my contacts in the corporate, you know, food service industry.
Yeah, I absolutely love that, man. And there's amazing partnerships that happen between professional athletes, veterans. We have a different mindset, right? We're all kind of top of the heap of what we do, right? Professional athlete, you're like the best of the best when it comes to athletics. As Army, especially special ops, man, there's a different level. I served with a couple ODAs out in Afghanistan. It's a different level when you're in that special ops world, man. Literally the top of the top. So I'd really like to hear how, and we'll start, Roger, we'll start with you from your experience, your leadership, your service in the military. How have you taken those lessons from the battlefield into the boardroom now where you're starting this amazing brand?
Yeah, so great question. So yeah, there was a lot that I was able to pick up throughout the years, 13 years in SOF, and it was a great opportunity to learn from a lot of great leaders. And yeah, I mean, one of the things I would like to touch on is that, I don't know everything. So I really had to decide, at one point, like reaching out to Marcus that I needed the help with the marketing side of the equation. And we had been friends on LinkedIn since 2016. So I had been following him for some time, and, we've chatted back and forth on occasion and whatnot. So it was just a good synergy there. And like you said, between the veteran and athlete community, I think there's, there's some synergy there. There's some crossover that that you just don't have in other fields, right? So on the athlete side of the house, there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. There's teamwork, camaraderie, and you can see how that overlaps with the veteran community. So we are building this, our team and our company around the skills of veterans and athletes. So that's going to be the foundation and the building block going forward. Cause I think if we build it with the right people, the right veterans and the right prior athletes on board, and I think we're going to have a solid team going forward because they bring a unique skill set that that you just can't train somebody with, right? So there's some things that you can train people on, and there's other things that you can't. And coming with the mindset of a higher purpose, there's a mission behind it. We're all on one team, we're all on one fight, and we want to work together for a common goal. So that's why myself and Marcus were able to team up so good to go after this.
I think that's a great point to kind of hit on, where obviously in the special ops world, there's a heavy, heavy team environment that you have to have. And then obviously in the football world, I mean, that's nothing but a team sport where one man can't win at all. Marcus, kind of tell us a little bit about that teamwork. Obviously, y'all are building a team, as you've mentioned several times. How does that kind of play into where you two as the leaders of this organization, what are y'all doing to craft that team and build that culture of top performers like that?
So what you have to do, you know, Zach, you have to bring people to the table that will fulfill weaknesses that you have to make them, because their strengths can help you augment your weaknesses. And that's what we're doing. Roger has a phenomenal product. He knows his product. He knows the market. They're already on Amazon, Walmart.com, all those great things. But what Roger's trying to do is get more strategic into the mainframe by using one of the best avenues, I think, of free marketing there is, social media. That could be Instagram. That could be LinkedIn. That could be Twitter. It could be Facebook. And what we're trying to do is find people, retired athletes, that have a similar mantra and or mission to what we're doing, that want to be involved at a level of putting it out there. As a matter of fact, I just did a virtual keynote yesterday, Zach, for one of my clients, Lulu Publishing, and I was able to wear my Grind polo shirt that Roger sent me. So I don't have it on today because I had it on and I was kind of, when I speak a lot, I get very passionate. I sweat a lot, so I put it into the dry cleaner. But I wore that yesterday and my video guy filmed that event. So I now have stuff that's going to be for my website, for my marketing, for my speaking, that will also have Grind in there. It's cross marketing. So now when people say, hey, Marcus, tell me a little about Grind, like, what is that? Where'd you get that Grind shirt? And everybody, because again, it falls into the mission and mantra of who we are at, with our speaking business. Ambition, drive, hard work, grind and drive and hard work. I think it is so synonymous. So again, that's what I'm trying to do, is do little things like that. If I'm doing virtual events and I have my shirt on, you know, talking to other athletes, getting them involved in some of their channels. And what we're trying to hit it from all different angles. Roger has one really great solid angle with what he does. But what we're trying to do is, again, come in and augment that social media. I've been very fortunate to have a big client, Red Gold, who Roger and I have met with and talked to, that's interested in helping us get in front of some different brokers and deals and distributors and different shows, and especially because Roger is a veteran. So we're trying to always work multiple angles. I feel in business, the way a team has a strong culture, everybody's working towards the same common goal, just from different angles and different vantage points.
And a big piece of that, which I think is really fascinating, is that neither one of y'all are necessarily from the business world. And Roger, I noticed you had an MBA. And as a fellow MBA guy, like, you learn business, but you almost learn what to be afraid of in business, like all the ways you can fail. Where I love what y'all are doing in the way y'all are branding. A lot of what you're talking about is that, like, virtual reputation, how you're branding things, where everybody knows athletes, military, rise, grind, repeat all day, every day, right? And then you also have work, sweat, and achieve, right? It's so many different things that y'all are focusing on with that branding. Tell us where you're bringing that concept from. Is it something that, obviously, it's like innately in the military, but is it something like, as you've transitioned, have you kept that rise, grind, repeat mentality that I think a lot of veterans are able to hold on to that make us such great entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I personally, I've had to. It had to be a mind shift for me. Back in 2010, I left this out at the beginning, but I've struggled for the last 10 years with PTSD. I got hit hard with some things, a major illness that set me back. Back in 2010, got medevaced out of Bangladesh to Thailand, hospitalized, and then finally back here. Long story short, I went through a rough road getting back. Recovery wasn't easy. In fact, you know, there's still days that are difficult, but it's about pushing through, and that's what this grind is all about. So everybody's different. Everybody's got their challenges. Not everything is easy. So the grind is about pushing through and whatever challenge you got going on that day and getting through it. So that's why we came up with the branding of grind and putting it on a toothpaste. Toothpaste is, aside from insurance, I think toothpaste is probably one of the most boring products that we do. Like, we don't even think about it, right? You just brush your teeth. And most guys like me, I mean, I didn't care what toothpaste it was, right? Whatever.
If you even got toothpaste half the time. Counter, right.
yeah. Right. So we took a boring product, tried to put a spin on it, make it more than a paste and something that just subtly speaks to you. It's the first product you grab each morning and the last product you're probably going to use at night. So if it sticks in your head and gets you through your day, then even does that for just one person, then it worked and it served its purpose.
Man, I absolutely love that, because there's so much purpose behind what y'all are talking about, being purpose and mission driven. And a big piece I know that y'all are focused on is how the VA is providing dental care to veterans with service related. And then y'all advocate a lot towards helping that VA dental care side of things, where I make a joke about it, but like in Afghanistan, I didn't have toothpaste. Like, if you're lucky, like if you get a care package, you might get something that, you know, has some toothpaste in it, or maybe some mouthwash if you're lucky, floss. What's that? Like, that wasn't something that as veterans we necessarily have, where people kind of forget there's a luxury attached to toothpaste, right? Because you're, like you said, it's something we have and we commonly use. But for a lot of us, it's something that I guess it reminds you of home. I wanted my, like, that was what came in my care packages, right? The same stuff I used back at the house, because it reminds you of home. And the purpose y'all have behind all of this, you're donating percentages to assist veterans in need. You hire veterans, you hire military spouses. You're focused on this great community. Marcus, kind of hit on that piece. Like, I know passion is a big piece of like getting to that top tier level of being a professional athlete. You have to have the passion attached to it. Give us that insight of the passion attached to this product and this brand and the impact you're making.
So the passion with this brand stems from both my grandfathers were in the military, both were in the Army, both served in World War II. My favorite uncle was in the military. He was in Vietnam. He still has Agent Orange in his body till this day. And it's a blessing he's still alive. He's going to be probably close to early 70s at this time. So for me, this product was all about two things. One, supporting veteran community, because I've done a lot of work with veterans, USO, done a lot of work in these different military communities, because it's a community that defends our country. Without the military, we have no freedom. And it's a group of people that have a really hard transition, just like athletes do when we're finished. Second thing is, I really respected Roger and the fact he put so much time, energy, effort, finances behind this, that I knew this wasn't something where he was just going to be here today, gone tomorrow. And the passion for me is when somebody's willing to put their money where their mouth is and actually roll up their sleeves, get their hands dirty, get their elbows dirty, and go to work like we have done with our brand. Nobody handed us 19 Fortune 500 clients in 5 years for speaking. Nobody handed us the NFL player engagement office or the Buffalo Bills as clients. No one handed us all these things. No one's handed Roger Amazon. No one's handed Roger Walmart.com. So because of that way that Roger did his business, the way he rolled up his sleeves, got his hands dirty, his elbows dirty, and worked hard for it, he aligned with us. So our passion is to help him grow, to help more people, because we have a very similar mantra and mission in life.
And I think it just, again, alludes to how great of a product, when you can align it with that purpose and that passion, it changes the game on the success of what a project can really accomplish and what a product can accomplish. And I'd be curious, I don't know how much you read, Roger. I'm a big reader. Simon Sinek obviously is a big guy with start with why being, you know, if you can correlate your why, your personal mission, your personal purpose attached to what you're doing and what you're selling, obviously that helps a ton with the product because you keep that passion. Is there something personally from your background, your story, Roger, that is kind of taken that where this is like your personal mission of what you're trying to accomplish and that has led you to create this brand that is now creating this purpose and passion in that world?
Yeah. Yeah. We touched on it briefly. The transition was tough. Getting out of the Army and deciding what I wanted to do with my life was very, very challenging. I had a great job. I got signed on with Amazon well before I retired. And should have been very excited about it. But the purpose and the mission just wasn't there. Like I was making great money. I had great stock options. I mean, anybody outside looking in would have thought, man, you got it, man. Just drive forward with it. That's an awesome opportunity, right? I'm standing in the middle of Amazon warehouse and I'm responsible for 250 employees and running inbound and stow receive operations and good, great job. But at the end of the day, I'm watching all these products pass me and I'm watching and I realized at one moment I'm on the wrong side of the fence here, right? Like there's so much more that I can do. And I wasn't feeling energized with it and still struggling with some PTSD stuff going on as well. And so it really wasn't a great fit for me. So I opted to come back into the service, on the civilian side to do that. And then the launch and grind on the side at night and on weekends is really for me to have a bigger purpose. Like I wanted to do it for the purpose behind it. The mission behind it means more to me than the toothpaste itself. But when you bridge the two together and like many, I thought about doing a nonprofit. Because there's a lot of good that can come out of that. But then I realized through this product and other products, we can do a lot more. So I want to be the largest veteran-owned employer in the U.S. Like that's one of the myself goals, right? But it's going to take everything we got to get there. That's the name Grind. So we're up against, we got a monumental challenge. We're going to go up against the big three. Big toothpaste is no joke. Right? They control the market. They flat out do. And it is an uphill climb, even on Amazon. So we're real scrappy. We got into the MEP program with Amazon, Military Entrepreneurship Program. So we're one of their flagship brands, one of the first brands that they onboarded for it. It's still in pilot. So we get some advice and insight from Amazon HQ on how to do things, which has helped us in launching on Amazon. But then even better yet, over the last week, we just got selected for Amazon Launchpad, which is meant to help ramp up new startups with innovative revolutionary products. So we've been blessed to be selected for that as well. So when everything gets turned on for that over the next few months, we anticipate that will help us further our ambitions on Amazon. And then Walmart.com offered us, we applied, we went big and we applied for Walmart itself right out of the gate. We did not get selected to brief for the Made in the USA once a year pitch that they have, but they did select us for the .com, which was good. So it's a start and we're getting after it with a lot of brick and mortars, right? We're trying to get into the Krogers of the world and CVS and Target and all that. But when you are a three-man crew and you are one product deep and you are new and you don't have a sales history, the cards are stacked against you. But we're not letting that get us down. So we're bridging a path to do this. We're working with trying to get brand ambassadors, influencers on board to get us going, get the word out there that we exist and good things will come.
And you're literally rising, grinding, and repeating still. Which I think is I love about the veteran community, right? We're just used to it. So the fact that you're now applying that mentality into something that you're building, a legacy for yourself. I mean, I think that's such a great mission that a lot of us lose as we transition. I've seen guys go, from Bunker Labs having so many different places in the country for veterans to meet, you see guys that are kind of lost and you see guys that don't know how to transition really well, like we already talked about. And the fact you're able to apply that into it, I think, is phenomenal. You mentioned some amazing resources for veterans. And Marcus, I'd love to hear from your end. Like, I know you're well connected. I know from our last conversation, you have a ton of phenomenal resources that you've used. What resources would you recommend to that veteran community where you're helping from your side kind of bring that into this partnership into the veteran world that would be a great resource just to learn more about business?
So there's so I know that USO has a lot of different courses that you can do to help get some training and help you kind of move the needle and get more learning. But also, I would encourage them to try to look up some good business courses at different universities. Like you talk about, you got your MBA. You know, Kellogg has one. Babson has one. Harvard has one. And again, for military, I think there's either a huge discount or some of them might even be free. I'm not exactly sure. But there's so many ways to go out and get that extra information. But also, I would tell them, get someone like SCORE. SCORE is a great program you can get into, get a mentor, help them advise you, help you walk through the process. When I first got to Raleigh in 2013, the NFL hooked me up with SCORE. I went through the mentorship program with SCORE, and it helped me to kind of get a good sense and a foundation of how to at least start to build the business. So again, there's so many things out there for veterans, but again, like for NFL retired athletes, but you have to take the first step and go and get those things yourself. You know, you can't expect people to bring it to you. You have to want the drive. You have to want the effort. You have to want to make the real passionate desire, turn that key in the ignition and say, I want to get this done. Help me go get it done. So that's what I would say is really getting to like some most different programs, but they really need mentors and or guidance to help them go down the path and avoid critical, potentially business ending.
And let's kind of keep going down that a little bit, because you mentioned a couple of things that I know you have a great experience with mentorship, finding somebody that can help you. And there's a great book out there, Everybody's a Coach in Life, Michael Burt, where he talks about Michael Jordan had a coach, right? All the greats have coaches. LeBron has a coach. You had a coach, right? What's the power, Marcus, that you've seen in that for everything you're working on? Because I know that's a big space that you're in. Is that like a huge piece that you think would help transition athletes and veterans, is to find that person that really can drive you forward like that?
Oh, absolutely. If you don't have a coach or someone that is accountable to your success, you're going to be really fighting an uphill battle. It's so important, because with my coach, he helped me to understand how to take my football past understanding and my lingo and my language and terminology, my previous business experience with Caden, the success, but more importantly, Zach, the failure, and turn that into how to become very good at setting up my new business that we have, which is built off operational excellence, quality products, and excellent customer service. And from there, there are some career value drivers that I work with all of our clients on that they need to know right away. Because if you're trying to build a business, you have to understand what's going to drive a business. And every business has a foundational principle of those three things. Again, operational excellence, quality product, excellent customer service. But you need to know how to position your company to figure out what you do well. And then what you don't do well, like Roger's doing, go out and build a team to do that. So again, very important for veterans, athletes alike, anybody for that matter, to get a coach. A coach is going to drive you where you want to go. And a good coach is responsible and is going to be accountable to your success. And Zach, a good coach will open up his network to you to help you get down the track faster than they did.
I couldn't have said it any better at all, because that's such that fast track, because you're learning from their experiences, you're learning from what they've already been through, and they spent 20 years learning. So they're generally, that coach needs to be somebody that, you know, is where you want to be. And if you can find that, it's absolutely amazing. And I love everything I hear y'all talking about. And Roger, I'm going to give you the big question, my friend. This is one of my favorites, and I know you're going to have an answer to this that's going to blow us away, because everything being so mission and purpose driven, what I really want to know is, what's the legacy you're wanting to leave on the world with everything you're now doing, from the time you were in the military creating a legacy to now you're creating a product that gives back, that has so much purpose? What is that long-term legacy you're wanting to leave on the world?
Yeah, I feel like if I can do it, anybody can do it. I was in some dark times. And it was, there was nothing but challenges in front of me. So to get where I even am today, right? But like, I knew nothing about marketing, nothing about PR, nothing about product development. That all had to be learned as you go. Like you said, an MBA is really just a check the block thing. I mean, it's business, yes, but like you said, it more scares you out of doing it than anything else. But yeah, the legacy that I want to leave, I want Grind to be the next Unilever. Toothpaste is just a start. Oral care is just a start. But this thing has far-reaching capabilities if we do it right. And there's a lot of good we can do with it, right? So like we mentioned a nonprofit earlier, like, people don't have to give, but people need toothpaste. People need products to get them by on a daily basis, right? And then we do the giving for them, right? So that'll come with time. We can only do so much because we're new. We're very new. We're only 4 months in, but we got a long road ahead of us. But yeah, that's the legacy that we wanna leave. We wanna do a lot of good by hiring the right people, employing the right people, having a good mission and a sense of purpose behind everything that we do.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And Roger, we're going to let you keep the mic for a second, man. Go ahead and tell the audience, where can they find you personally, where they can find more about your mission, everything you're doing, but also let's go ahead and get where they can get the product from, the website, obviously Amazon, Walmart, but let's go ahead and any social media that the audience can use to find you. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So to find me personally, I'm on LinkedIn. So I'm easily approachable on there. You can reach out. Glad to talk to anybody that reaches out. Business side, grindoralcare.com. Again, grindoralcare.com. And if you want to email us, support@grindoralcare.com. And we're on all the social media channels. We got the same name on there. So it's just @grindoralcare. And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn. So we're on all the big ones. Facebook.
Love it. Marcus, I know you've got a lot going on, my friend. This and so much more with your speaking. Where can people find you, get your content, and see more of this awesome motivational stuff you're putting out?
They can go to our website, www.marcusmarquesogden.com. And again, you know, it's, I tell you all the time, for me, it's about aligning brands together, which is why I'm so excited that our brand is now part of Grind Oral Care, because Roger and I have similar interests, we have similar likes, and we respect each other. And it's great because that's how I feel big businesses get built from the ground up. It's all about people coming together with a common theme and an alignment around a shared vision. When you have that, something you can't get done. So find me, but also, like I said, contact Roger, go to our website, go find us on LinkedIn. And again, it's a great product. I use the toothpaste myself, and it's been really, really great. I've had great responses. You know, I have a dentist appointment this week, and I'm excited to go in and see how everything does. But again, it's like, if I'm going to support this and be a partner, I'm also going to use it myself and kind of really get myself involved in the whole program.
Man, I absolutely love it. And of course, I want to remind the audience, not only definitely reach out to these two gents, but they're going to be back to give us more of that action advice about how to get this done and really get shit done, because what y'all are doing is really getting it done and putting it to the grind with Tactical Friday. So guys, I appreciate your time today and definitely look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, and I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Night Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit nightprotectionllc.com.